probably just by sort of mistake or something like that. He said that jivas are also vishuddha tattva, but this is not true. Jivas are shuddha tattva, shuddha tattva, and Baladev Prabhu, Krishna and all his eternal associates, they are only vishuddha tattva. So this is a difference between that, because they can never come in contact with this illusionary energy, neither they can get affected by this, whereas jiva can. He has a tendency to get afflicted by this maya. Then he spoke that some people cite this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Puri Sei Jiva Anadir Bahimu, and they give it as a reason that jiva actually fall down from the throne, means Bahirmukh, that he was with Krishna, then he turned his face down, other way down from Krishna, so he fall down to the Krishna. This is not true. Anadi Bahirmukh said, this fact is true that jivas inherit a quality to serve Krishna. This is in their nature itself. But this is in a very sleepy position, it's not awakened. So when, and then we use the word gathan, means jivas born on the Tatastha platform. This word is actually not true. It is just to make us understand the fact that, because our material minds at the moment cannot understand what is the real thing. It's like a story, a rupak, a story. But actual fact is that jivas already exist, but on the Tatastha platform they just manifest. So there is a difference between the words. They took birth and they manifested. It's a difference. So,
where are they before they take birth?
They are on the Tatastha platform.
Dormant. In the dormant.
Yeah. So, that's it. And then, when Karanabdha is Vishnu, and then he plants it, and then they become their Krishna consciousness. But he said, he specifically mentioned the point. He said, you can hear and you can try to keep this thing in mind. But when you get rid from this mode and then you will become a liberated person, then you can exactly understand what's the whole thing, not before that. Mm. So it's, unless we become liberated, we cannot understand actually what's going on. So they just try to make us understand, but the real point is, again he said, that's how we can go out of it. That's the real point. But we should take it for granted that eternal associates, or once we are in Vaikuntha, there is no possibility of falling down from there or coming down from there. He gave an example. He said, just like, we should try to understand it by the mercy of Baladev Prabhu, Guru Tattva, and by his blessing we can understand this fact. Otherwise this Tattva, otherwise we cannot. Example of a mango seed. Mango seed, we sow it in the ground, and then when it fructifies and small leaves or things start coming out of it, then the outer shell, it gets mixed in the ground and that decomposes. But outer looking we say this is the seed and from this mango comes. But the shell does not produce the mango. There is a potency in the mango which works and which turns into a tree, leaves and then the fruit of that fruit, mango. Similarly, jiva, there is a potency in him or in it to serve Krishna. The outer shell is not the real thing. The potency in it which works, that's the real thing. So this is the difference which it all gets in. For example, if a child is sitting in the balcony and he sees in night time and he sees the moon, and there is also a tree and the moon is behind the tree, then he sees and he asks, Father, where is this moon? The father says, oh, it is on this branch of the tree. Well, that's not the fact. The fact is the moon is so much miles and millions of miles away from that. But just to tell this, just to satisfy the children, he just says it is on this branch. That's not the fact. This is like this. Similarly, we should understand jiva tattva. All this thing that the jiva is on the platform is like that, it's just to make us somehow or another specified at this moment. But the real thing we will understand when we get separated, not before that. So, this desire or lust, the desire to serve Krishna. The actual translation of the word vasana is lust. So lust to serve Krishna already exists in the jiva. When vishuddha sattva, essence of sandhini and sambit comes,
Lagini and Samvit, that comes in.
Yeah, Ladini and Samvit, when this comes in the form of Vishuddha Sattva, in the form of Bhava, then our this desire or lust to serve Krishna awakens, and then we already know how to. Every Jivatma is completely expert in performing all the activities because it is there in that. It just needs to be awakened. Give another example. Just like we have Swati Nakshatra. In Swati Nakshatra, and this raindrop which comes, they are very special. They are not like ordinary raindrops. When it falls in the sea, in the ocean, it forms pearls. What you call sea?
Ocean.
Yeah. In that, when it goes, then it forms pearls in that. And if it falls on a banana fruit, then it turns into kerpur.
Banana
tree. Then it turns into kerpur. And
Kemper.
Kemper. And when it falls on the head of an elephant, it becomes Gajamukta, another sort of pearl. And if it falls on the head of a snake, it turns into money. If they have a very sparkling gem sort of on the ear, it becomes like that. So, although the drop is seen from Swati Nakshatra and its potency is working, but according to the patra, means different pots, different things are coming up. So, that means the quality exists in those pots. What is going to come out? It's not in the drop. Only the drop goes and gives them power, and the thing manifests into its original shape, original constitution, position, whatever you call it. Similarly, every jiva has this rupa. When the Shuddha Sattva comes and the living entity comes in touch with that, then it will fructify and it will blossom into the constitution, position, whatever we have, our rupa will come out. So Guru does this. Guru gives this Shuddha Sattva. This is the job of Guru, Baldev Prabhu. So Baldev Prabhu and all those Gurus who are empowered by Baldev Prabhu in the parampara, they can do all this job. Another point, he said that just like Krishna, he appeared in the form of Vishnu when Devaki was there in the jail, but he appeared in Mother Yashoda's womb is Krishna, but then later on we see that how Vasudev, he took Krishna from there, and then this Krishna, who is a partial expansion of that Prajendranandana Krishna, emerged and then he became a full. Similarly, Baladev Prabhu, he appeared in Devaki's womb, but it's like partial thing, and then, Devaki, before Krishna, but then Yogmaya, he arranged, and then he went in the womb of Rohini. Then again that partial manifestation, they joined together, and the real Baldev was the mood, the source Baldev is there. So, similarly like Krishna. So when Akrur, when he took Krishna and Baldev, just like he took Devakinandan Krishna to Mathura, similarly he took Devakinandan Baldev, not Rohini Nandan and not Yashoda Nandan Krishna. They were left in Braja and they went in Mathura. So what did Baldev Prabhu do? Baldev Prabhu, he first of all killed Dhenukasura. And Dhenukasura, it represents Andhakara. Dhenukasura represents Agyan, ignorance. So Gurudev, empowered by Lord Baladev, he kills that ignorance, clears away that ignorance, and brings up the disciple from the modes of material nature. He lifts him up, and then he gives in his heart this seed of Krishna Seva. So this is work done by Guru, who is representing Baladev. And all these arrangements, when the living entity will get liberated, how the living entity will get liberated, what are the situations we are going to face, what are the problems, which guru we are going to get, Madhyamadhikari, Uttamadhikari, and after liberation, how and where we are going to serve, all this arrangement is taken care by Baladev Prabhu. He makes all this arrangement. In the morning, he was discussing about Raganuga and Vedi Bhakti. So he said, there are two types of mercies. One is called Kripa Siddh and one is called Sadhana Siddh. Sadhana Siddh, he was explaining, Ramchandra Prabhu also gave you the translation, I'll just take the gist of it. Just like there's a person and he has been provided by all the raw materials, dal, sabzi, water, ghee, fire and pot to cook and everything, and then he cooks the whole preparation and then he offers to the Lord and then he takes the prasad. This is called sadhana, performing our own efforts. But we should understand, even these materials are provided to us by the mercy of the Lord. That means that we are chanting, we are offering bhoga to the Lord, we are seeing the deity, we are doing all these things of Krishna consciousness, but this is also by the mercy, because if we don't do or if we commit offenses, we feel that our motivation to chant and everything goes down and we don't feel like chanting anymore, we don't feel like doing service anymore. So this is also done by Kripa. But he says another sort of Kripa is when Guruji is prepared everything and the bhoga is offered to the Lord, simply the whole cooked and offered offering comes in front of you and it comes simply you eat it. So this is called causeless mercy. But he said this causeless mercy is very, very rare and it's not ordinarily seen in the world. Very, very rare. So we should not keep waiting for this, that I'll just wait for causeless mercy. I should put effort and definitely I'll get causeless mercy also. So it's not like we should just put our hand on hand to just wait that we should wait for causeless mercy. Not like that. It's very, very rarely seen. Yeah, but those who are niskapat means whose heart are simple, innocent, and they are not having any kind of duality in their heart, they can get this mercy. But again, we should understand that this will happen only by the mercy of Guru. Yes, they prasadab and Guru prasadab, not without his mercy. And even he said in one of the bhajans, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Sharanga Sharanagati Hoi Bejahar Sahara Prasthana Suni Srinanda Kumar. Say, in this, he says, and he also gives, he lists six symptoms of Sharanagati, and he says, those who have this Sharanagati, when they pray, then Srinandanandan will hear their prayer, or Gurudev will hear their prayer and their desire will be fulfilled. But if we don't have this Sharanagati, then we may keep praying, but we don't have this Sharanagati, or we may show tears of ecstasy and we may dance like big devotees or whatever we do, but if we don't have this Sharanagati, then not even Gurudev will hear our prayer. We should be very clear in this fact, that we should also follow what we hear. But it is, the fact remains again the same, that to have a bona fide guru and to have a bona fide disciple is very rare. Just like Rupa Goswami was there and Raghunath Goswami was there. Just like Loknath Goswami was there and Narottam Thakur was there. Just like Gopishwar Das Babaji was there and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there. This is a combination of a true disciple and a true guru. Unless this kind of combination is there, things are very difficult. So again, it is very rare, very difficult to achieve, but often we hear that this is very simple, bhakti is very simple to perform. Why we say? Just because jiva should not become disheartened and disappointed that I cannot achieve it. So to get rid out of this depression, we are encouraged by the terms that, oh, we should come up, Krishna is so much like that. Of course that's a fact, but when it's like that, if our standard of guru and shishya is as we heard, so it is not too important. So Guruji is trying to clear our ignorance and he is trying to clear away our all anarthas. So we should be also very inquisitive and very dedicated and determined, and we should try and put our efforts to get rid. Just like Guruji said, you have to chant this mantra, you have to come Mangalarti, get rid of your laziness, get rid of your uncleanliness, this and this and this, that. We should perform that. Guruji will not do this for us. He will tell you. We have to perform it. And unless we perform it, we cannot get the results, and then we will not derive faith on Guru. Guru's words are just like voice and nothing in that. But what actually happened? We did not perform this Guru. So it was a mistake with us, not on the part of Guru. He said, a lot of us have left their families and come in the mud. And most of others, they are also living in a family and performing devotional service. That doesn't matter. If you have left your own wife and you are here and performing bhajan, have you left your attachment for wife also? You may have left billion of rupees. Have you left attachment of that billion rupees also? The living thing during renunciation is not the main thing. The main thing is if you renunciate your attachment for this sense object from your heart. That is real renunciation, not otherwise. So on the orders of Guru, we should always try effort and we should keep practicing this, otherwise things will not happen. He gave another example that Yashoda Maiya, he tried to bound Krishna with the rope. So two fingers, mercy of Krishna and our effort, both will go together. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur Prabhupada very strongly said, he said, even if to serve my Guru I have to go hell, I go to serve them. I will not mind going to hell in order to serve Guru. Our determination should be like that. Then later on, Baldev Prabhu, he killed Pralambasura. So Pralambasura represents kapatta. That means when we have duality, a sort of cheating propensity in our heart, kapatta. What is a cheating propensity? In the first place, this is bhukti, desire to have sense enjoyment by any means, materials, money, or etc. etc. things. And later on, the subtle way of this cheating propensity is mukti, desire to have liberation. And then also, if we have feeling in our heart that, oh, I am very intelligent and I understand so much literature and understand this and this, this kind of meaning that I am very intelligent, this is also represented in Pralambasura. We have to leave all this. Like a dog, a faithful dog, when he goes in the feet of his master, just like he moves his tail and like a very clear person, he doesn't have any kind of cheating propensity in his heart and it surrenders to his master and it gives him love. Like that, we have to surrender to our Guru, like a dog. But again, Guru should be of that surrender also. It's not that the Guru is not so elevated and you try to show so much things, again, things will not happen. So the combination has to be proper. We are all, he said, we are all. He said, very humbly he was saying, of course, including himself, that his humbleness, he said, we are all kapati. We are all cheaters. Otherwise, we are hearing Hari Katha from so many days. We are chanting Hare Krishna from so many days. Why tears are not flowing from our heart? Why we are not feeling that actually in our heart? That means we are all kapati. So we should not feel that, oh, everything is going well. You must understand, if tears are not coming, that means we are cheaters. And it may be apparently that we are not able to find out and locate where I am cheating Guru or Vaishnav, but this is true. If cheating propensity would have been cleared from our heart, we would be mad in any Krishna consciousness. It is Guruji is so merciful. He tries. He tries his best. He sees our efforts and then he tries. How he tries? Just like we go in the operation theater because we have a disease. And then doctor says, unless you get operated, this disease will not go because it's in a such advanced, it's such a serious state. So he goes, but as soon as in the operation theater on the table, he sees so much equipment and this knife and everything going for talk, he says, no, and he runs out of the operation theater. I'm not going to stay in the operation theater. And the poor doctor and the compounder, they run behind and catch him and put him in the table, but he says, no, and he leaves off. So like this, when Guruji, he just do little kind of little bit scolding or punishment and he just flee away. He don't want to stay there anymore. So Guruji tries. It's not bad on the part of Guru, it's on our part. Again, Guruji should be of that standard. We know little bit of Upeshamis, we know little bit of Bhakti Samis Sindhu if we don't know all, but since we have a simple understanding about this scriptures, small scriptures, fundamental scriptures, we know the qualities of Guru and we know what are the injunctions of the scriptures. Guru's orders are in this line, we should follow them without any doubt and without any further consideration on this. But if somehow or another we see that this Guru is not following these things which is prescribing, which is mentioned in the scriptures, and he is not up to the mark, immediately we should leave it. No more relation with him at all. But otherwise, we have to follow. So then later on, Baldev Prabhu, rooming different places, he went in Nainisharan. their 88,000 sages have come together and they wanted to hear Bhagavatam. And what happened there? Lom Harshantos, he was a speaker there. And when Baldev Prabhu arrived on the scene, all these great sages, so exalted personalities, they stood up and respected Baladev Prabhu because he sent us the same personality of God. So this Lom Harshantos, he just kept sitting on the Vyasasana. And it's like Baldev Prabhu said, oh, you become so much proud, you feel that you are a big speaker, and then all these rishis, they are even greater than you, feel that you are, because you are telling, so you are more serious, and you feel that you are a disciple of Vyasadev, such an exalted guru. So your guru did not teach him in this, that you should respect me, I am the source of all things, I am the moon guru, that's why you don't know how to respect. So this is not, he must have taught you, Vyasadev must have taught you, but it is your incapability that you have not understood it, so I must teach you a lesson, and then he cut off his hand. And then again, he joined the same thing with the Guru Prabh. He said all the 88,000 rishis, they started saying, hi, 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 what did happen, what did happen, what you did, what you did. So, I mean, he did wrong. He said, this was not the manner to approach. I feel this is sort of, again, immature act on the part of the sages. They would have said, if Baldev Prabhu, and when this all the sages, they were saying again, sort of just behave like this, Baldev Prabhu said, okay, whatever you want, I'll do. You want me to again bring him back to life, I'll do that immediately. So then they said, yes, Baldev Prabhu is also capable to bring him back to life also. So Baldev Prabhu, why he did like that, we should first think. And if you don't understand, we should ask him. That's the Bhakti, Paripatin, Paripratinam, Savior, that verse from Bhagavad Gita, that very submissively we should ask. So this is the way. Again, there they are trying to teach who? Baladev Prabhu, who is the Moon Guru. We should always be careful that we do not try to teach our Guru. Or even remark that, oh, Guruji has done this thing wrong. This remark is also even bad. And then we know that how he called his son Ugrishravatu and empowered him to speak Bhagavatam. So this is also Yasya Deve Parabhakti. Yasya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasya Dikatidayahata Prakashinte Mahatmana. If one person has devotion for the Lord, Parabhakti, transcendental serving mood he has for the Lord, devotion, and similar mood he has for his Guru also, only to that soul, all the secrets of the scriptures will be revealed, not to anybody else. So here, Ugrishravasu has so much devotion, sincerity for Baldev Prabhu, so he got everything. Ugrishravasu, he is son of Lom Harshantos. Then after the after Krishna and Baladev, they left this planet and went back to Guru Vrindavan. Parikshit Maharaj, the empire came and he was a ruler, and we know that how this Kali, he came in the form of a dog eater and like that, and he was trying to kill a bull and a cow, representing dharma, religion, and Mother Earth respectively. So Parikshit Maharaj stood against that and just spoke a little bit on that. But then we know that Parikshit Maharaj got a curse from that sage that you will die after 7 days. But this was not like a curse, it was like a mercy. He was saying, oh, I was completely entangled in this material affairs, forgetting about my original duty, my proper duty, which I should perform from the Lord. By His mercy, now I can leave all these things and absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. So it was mercy, he was feeling like that. So then, Shukdev Goswami arrived on the scene, and then when this session was starting to speak on Bhagavan, all the great sages, Narad, Adita, Devala, Vyasa, etc., all the big personalities who are not easily seen. You may see Krishna, you may have his darshan, but to have the darshan of the devotees of the Lord is even more difficult. So he said, we should pray for, who should we pray for? We should pray for the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, not for the mercy of Lord. If you are thinking for the mercy of Krishna, what will happen? You will get Sevya mood in ourselves. Sevya mood means that Krishna is Sevya, means he has that people should serve me, he has this propensity. So if we ask for his mercy, we will get this mood in our heart that I should be served by others. But instead, we should pray for the mercy of Gopis, Srimadi Radhika, and his followers. Why? Because then we get a mood that I should serve. We have to have this mood of serving, not the mood of getting served.
Nenubhishravasur, he composes verses Yam Prabhajan, Yam Prabhajantam Anupetam Apeta Kirtya, etc. This verse is another verse is for the praise of Shukadev Goswami. This is also by the mercy of Baladev Prabhu he composed. Because he was sitting in that session also when Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Maharaj's session was going on. Then he also said that Baladev Prabhu, he wanted to, he was speaking on this in Braja, we hear so many places Kale Dauji and Gore Dauji. Kale Dauji means where Lord Balram is seen in blackish form, and Gore Dauji is where Prabhu is seen in his white complexion. So he says, why is like that? In Madhuban and Matran we have like that Kale Dauji. Why it happened like that? He says that Baladev Prabhu, when gopis were in so much separation from Krishna, when Krishna has left them and he was in Dwarka, so he sent Uddhava and so many things happened, we all know. Then Baladev Prabhu also tried to take Krishna to meet his gopis. Then he said, then Krishna said, okay, I'll write a letter. He said, you, Peter, you don't want to go and meet them, you want to just write them letter. Then Krishna, he painted like the sort of thing he created. He said, he don't believe him, he doesn't want to go there and he's making all this kind of gestures. He's wanting to meet gopis. So Baladev Prabhu wanted forcefully to take Krishna and make him meeting with a gopis. But Krishna was not doing so. Then Baladev Prabhu, when he went in Braja, then he had a sort of ras, but we should understand that this ras was not the same ras as Krishna, like Krishna, because the gopis were different gopis. First point, and the second point was this ras was not like Krishna. This ras was different in a sense that gopis were in so much separation that they were burning, and their hearts were burning. And Baladev Prabhu's all tries to pacify them were acting like fuel, and their fire of separation was coming more and more up. So there was no other reason that some or another he can remind them of Krishna's form and like that and pacify them a little bit. So that ras was not like that, but it was just to pacify them. He did like that. So he became Kali Dauji to the complexion of Krishna. Another reason is also there, because he himself is also in so much serving mood to Krishna, is always drinking the nectar of Shyamaras. So when he met gopis, and gopis separation and his separation got together, and he was also feeling separation from Krishna, and in that separation mood he became black. Just like Krishna, when he becomes absorbed in the thoughts of Radhika, he becomes white, like we have this picture. He's giving three different reasons for that ras was not as the ordinary people feel that this ras was like Krishna's ras to the gopis. Firstly, he says that gopis were different. Then in second, probably if we can say the gopis were same, then still the ras was not the same, because his mood or his attitude was to pacify the gopis. And this ras was not like Krishna doing playing all kind of all the things, but here he was just trying to remind them a little bit of Krishna so that they get pacified. And third reason is doing that thing that because he himself was also is always in so much serving mood to Krishna, so his mood when he met gopis, that mood manifested. He always have in his heart, it came out also. So he became blackish in color. That is
the
second
reason. The second reason, when he's trying to pacify the gopis, I thought that then that means that those gopis
are same. Yeah, that's insane.
But I thought they were never the same.
Yeah, that is first thing he said. That's the fact that the gopis were not safe. But even if some people think like that and they stress on this point, then still we have a reason that this ras was not the same ras. So there's two points to that. It's like we can, all these people who argue on this point, we can give them this analogy and we can refute the argument that it's not like that. But the fact remains the same, gopis were different gopis. This is Balram, this Baladev Prabhu's gopis. And again from this pastime also, Baladev Prabhu is giving us a very nice teaching that always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is the teaching he's giving us. And he said that sometimes we see sadhakas, they can come up to the state of near liberation, that they are now about to get liberated and they are doing so much service, etc. and all that. And they may have, they can also fall down from that stage also, if they commit offense. We should be very careful of committing offense. Gradually it happens. It happens from within the heart. When within heart you start your faith for the Guru or your Shraddha, it starts becoming gradually down, down, down for Guru and Vaishnavas. And then when it will develop to that extent, it will manifest outside. It will commit that offense. So we should be very careful that within the heart also this sense or this tendency should not arise, that any kind of disagreement with Guru or this kind of thing should not happen. And he gives the example of Vivith Bandha. Vivith Bandha. This Vivith monkey. He was in Ram Leela also, in the pastime of Ramachandra. Although he did so much service to Ramachandra, but he would always have a negative feeling for Lakshman. He would always taunt him and just say, he is going to fight. He fought with Meghnad, and then Meghnad threw arrow and he fainted. And if Hanuman and Vibhishan would not have helped him, then he would have fought. He is trying to fight, like that he would say. So there is always some or another teasing Lakshman. But so as a result, when Ramachandra left back, went back to his abode, he left this Vivith Bandha right here. And then this Vivith Bandha was there, and when Krishna Leela came, and in that Krishna Leela also, when Baladev Prabhu was on Revasak Parvat mountain, and he was with his gopis, and he was in Vilas mood, he was enjoying with his gopis, and this Vivith Bandha started making nonsense, all kind of naughty things he performed. And then Baladev Prabhu, he got angry, and with his So he was saying that his fencing mood is increasing, increasing. I should stop him here and I should check him. So we should be careful. But again, from this remember, we should understand he served in the pastime of Lord Ramachandra. He was not his associate. If he would have become his eternal associate, he cannot commit offense, he cannot fall down. So Vivith Bandha was not eternal associate of Ramachandra, he served him, that's all. So his tendency, which we have, to whatever degree we have in our heart, everybody has a different place, this tendency to serve Guru, to serve Vaishnava, to serve Krishna, to serve the movement of Mahaprabhu is very rare, very rarely seen. We at this moment cannot understand that after how many lifetimes and after how much our efforts we have done and how much mercy of Vaishnavas we have got this. This is like treasure, and we should keep this unlimited treasure or this excellence, whatever you call it. You can put so many adjectives and adverbs on this. This treasure is very rare, and we should put our all efforts to secure it. And don't commit this side of offenses or things which develop in our heart, doubt, which may result that we lose this treasure. We should put our all efforts. To give an example, that along with me, many of us came to the service of our Gurudev, Swayam Guru Maharaj. And they served so much heart service they did. And we were all doing, but we see, most of them, in the last phase, they left Gurudev. They said, oh, he is like ordinary person. So they left. And few, they went on and did, and they got appointed. So we should be very careful. They had to work till the...
यदि कोई शरणागत होगा तो रूप गोस्वामी के कृपा को समझेगा, उनकी उन ग्रंथों के भावों को समझेगा, अन्यथा नहीं समझ सकता। तो ये माधव माने कोई कवि हैं, रूप गोस्वामी की वंदना करते हैं। हम लोग भी रूप गोस्वामी के चरण कमलों की आज वंदना करते हैं, जैसे वो कृपा करें कि उनके जो हृदय के जो भाव हैं, जो उनके ग्रंथों के सार हैं, हम लोग भी उसको समझ करके और राधा कृष्ण की वैसी ही प्रीति कर सकें।
कतो बाजू 11 बजकर 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 On his way to Hastinapur, the Lord crossed two big rivers, the Drishvati and the Sarasvati. Then he crossed the province of Panchala and the province of Matsya. In this way, he ultimately arrived at Indraprastha. The audience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is not very commonplace. Therefore, when King Yudhisthira heard that Lord Krishna had arrived in his capital city, Hastinapur, he became so joyful that all his hairs stood on end in great ecstasy, and he immediately came out of the city to properly receive the Lord. He ordered the musical vibration of different instruments and songs, and the learned Brahmins of the city began to chant the hymns of the Vedas very loudly. Lord Krishna is known as Rishikesh, the master of the senses, and King Yudhisthira went forward to receive him exactly as the senses meet the consciousness of life. King Yudhisthira was the elder cousin of Krishna. Naturally, he had great affection for the Lord, and as soon as he saw him, his heart became filled with great love and affection. He had not seen the Lord for many days, and therefore he thought himself most fortunate to see the Lord present before him. The king therefore began to embrace Lord Krishna again and again in great affection. The eternal form of Lord Krishna is the everlasting residence of the goddess of fortune. As soon as King Yudhisthira embraced him, he became free from all the contamination of material existence. He immediately felt transcendental bliss and merged in an ocean of happiness. There were tears in his eyes, and his body shook in ecstasy. He completely forgot that he was living in this material world. After this, Bhimasen, the second brother of the Pandavas, smiled and embraced Lord Krishna, thinking of him as his own maternal cousin, and thus he was merged in great ecstasy. Bhimasen also was filled with ecstasy that for the time being he forgot his material existence. Then Lord Sri Krishna himself embraced the other three Pandavas, Arjun, Nakul, and Sahadev. The eyes of all three brothers were inundated with tears, and Arjun embraced Krishna again and again because they were intimate friends. The two younger Pandava brothers, after being embraced by Lord Krishna, fell down at his lotus feet to offer their respects. Lord Krishna thereafter offered his obeisances to the Brahmins present, as well as to the elderly members of the Kuru dynasty, like Bhishma, Drona, and Dhritarashtra. There were many kings of different provinces, such as Kuru, Srinjaya, and Kakaya, and Lord Krishna duly reciprocated greetings and respects with them. The professional reciters, like the Sutas, Magadhas, and Vandinas, accompanied by the Brahmins, offered their respectful prayers to the Lord. Artists and musicians, like the Gandharvas, as well as the royal jokers, began to play their drums, conch shells, kettle drums, veenas, mridangas, and bugles, and they exhibited their dancing art to please the Lord. Thus, the all-famous Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, entered the great city of Hastinapur, which was opulent in every respect. While Lord Krishna was entering the city, all the people talked amongst themselves about the glories of the Lord, praising his transcendental name, quality, form, and so on. The roads, streets, and lanes of Hastinapur were all sprinkled with fragrant water through the trunks of intoxicated elephants. In different places of the city, there were colorful festoons and flags decorating the houses and streets. At important road crossings, there were gates with golden decorations, and at the two sides of the gates, there were golden water jugs. These beautiful decorations glorify the opulence of the city. Participating in this great ceremony, all the citizens gathered here and there, dressed in colorful new clothing and decorated with ornaments, flower garlands and fragrant scents. The houses were all illuminated by hundreds and thousands of lamps placed in different corners of the cornices, walls, columns, bases, and architraves. And from far away, the rays of the lamps appeared to be celebrating the festival of Deepavali, a particular festival observed on the New Year's Day of the Hindu calendar. Within the walls of the houses, fragrant incense was burning, and smoke rose through the windows, making the entire atmosphere very pleasing. On the top of every house, flags were flapping, and the gold water pots kept on the roof shone brilliantly. Lord Krishna thus entered the city of the Pandavas, enjoyed the beautiful atmosphere, and slowly proceeded ahead. When the young girls in every house heard that Lord Krishna, the only object worth seeing, was passing on the road, they were very eager to see this all-famous personality. Their hair loosened, and their tightened saris became slack due to their hastily rushing to see him. They gave up their household engagements, and those who were lying in bed with their husbands immediately left them and came directly down onto the street to see Lord Krishna. The procession of elephants, horses, chariots, and infantry was very crowded. Some people, being unable to see properly in the crowd, got up on the roofs of the houses. Pleased to see Lord Sri Krishna passing with his thousands of queens, they showered flowers on the procession, and they embraced Lord Krishna within their minds and gave him a hearty reception. When they saw him in the midst of his many queens, like the full moon situated amidst many luminaries, they began to talk amongst themselves. One girl said to another, "My dear friend, it is very difficult to guess what kind of pious activities these queens have performed, for they are always enjoying the smiling face and loving glances of Krishna." While Lord Krishna was thus passing on the road, at intervals, some of the opulent citizens, who were all rich, respectable, and freed from sinful activities, presented auspicious articles to the Lord just to offer him a reception to the city. Thus they worshipped him as humble servitors. When Lord Krishna entered the palace, all the ladies there were overwhelmed with affection just upon seeing him. They immediately received Lord Krishna with glittering eyes, expressing their love and affection for him. And Lord Krishna smiled and accepted their feelings and gestures of reception. When Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, saw her nephew Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she was overpowered by love and affection. She at once got up from her bedstead and appeared before him with her daughter-in-law, Draupadi, and in maternal love and affection, she embraced him. As he brought Krishna within the palace, King Yudhisthira became so confused in his jubilation that he practically forgot what he was to do at that time to receive Krishna and worship him properly. Thank you.